Chapter 5. Guard your step when you go to the house of God. To draw near to listen is better than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth, and do not let your heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and you on earth. Therefore let your words be few. For as a dream comes with a multitude of cares, so a fool's speech with a multitude of words. When you vow a vow to God, do not defer to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you vow. It is better that you should not vow, than that you should vow and not pay. Do not allow your mouth to lead you into sin. Do not protest before the messenger that this was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice, and destroy the work of your hands? For in the multitude of dreams there are vanities, as well as in many words, but you must fear God. If you see the oppression of the poor, and the violent taking away of justice and righteousness in a district, do not marvel at the matter, for one official is eyed by a higher one, and there are officials over them. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king profits from the field,